From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now, we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery. You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today or when you go to troybrewer.com and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today. Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you. Troy Brewer coming at you through this podcast. For all my friends that are listening on the radio, I want to say a great big hello to you on our network all across the United States from sea to shining sea, and our friends that are down in the nation of Belize. And I bless you guys and call you blessed in Jesus' name. And if you are not signed up for this podcast, I want to just say, hey, look, sign up for it. Go to troybrewer.com and sign up for this. We're going to be doing a lot of extra work on our podcasts here over the next few months, and we're going to be sending out a lot of extra stuff, and it's all going to be helpful as we look prophetically at the election, at the new year, at what God is speaking as signs in the heavens, at just, you know, everything that God is doing and in our little part of the kingdom. And so I encourage you guys to do that. Just simply go to troybrewer.com and sign up for that. Or you can go to any place that you sign up for a podcast and look for Experiencing Real Life. All right, friends, today I'm going to be doing a podcast and on what we're doing all over the world. You know, this is the time of year when Thanksgiving is. And I want to just tell you that in the midst of all the stuff that we're doing concerning the election and concerning what God is prophetically speaking in the year 2021, in the year 5781, what's going on, all that kind of stuff, our work throughout the world continues. And I want to tell you, our ministry is not a big, huge monster ministry. I mean, we have been around for 30 years with a food bank and 25 years with Open Door Church, but we're kind of like Reno. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'd say Open Door Ministries and Troy Brewer Ministries is kind of like the biggest little ministry in the world. Troy Brewer Ministries is, we only formed Troy Brewer Ministries, I think, in 2017. So we've only been around for 3 years. in that regard, because we needed to do something where all the things that we were doing randomly, we needed to do it strategically, and we needed to put it inside a separate ministry. And then we had so many things immediately that we needed another ministry for that. So we actually have two other ministries. Well, there's four ministries involved in our little part of the kingdom, and it's Open Door Church. It is Spark Worldwide, and Spark Worldwide is an acronym for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. And anything that has to do with orphanages, anything that has to do with digging wells, water wells throughout the world, and anything that has to do with widows, that falls under the category of Spark. And then, of course, we formed Troy Brewer Ministries, and Troy Brewer Ministries, anything that has to do with media, anything that has to do with letting everybody know what we're doing and how we're doing, all of our books and all of our resources, every single part of all that falls under Troy Brewer Ministries. And then anything that falls under the category of saving girls out of sexual trafficking, we do through Troy Brewer Ministries, but we put it into a category that's called Answer International. And the reason why we formed Answer International is because there are a lot of secular, secular entities that is happy to save girls out of sexual trafficking, but they don't want to be a part of the Jesus Freak Troy Brewer movement. And that's fine with me. So it's the same ministry, but two different categories. So I hope that that helps out. And so if you're like, well, I don't know if I should support Troy Brewer Ministries, Open Door Church, or Spark Worldwide, or Answer International, if you're listening to this podcast, that means you're plugged into my media, you can just support Troy Brewer Ministries, and it goes to wherever it is that it needs to go. And I hope that that explains things. If you need somebody to talk to and to help you walk through all this, you can always just call 877-413-0888, and hopefully we can answer your questions and help you with that. So what I wanted to do is just tell you that even though we're not saying a lot of these things publicly, that, man, the hard work of saving and helping and protecting and redeeming people throughout the world is going on in the midst of all the challenges that we have through the coronavirus and through the worldwide lockdown and through the trying to get through international borders and trying to get boys and girls and children that we are saving into places. I tell you what, it has been a rodeo, but it's okay. I want to just give you a whole bunch of good news and a bunch of stuff for you to thank God about. I want to start off by talking to you about the work that we do in Israel. And like, what kind of work do you do in Israel? Well, we do a lot of things in Israel, but our showcase thing that I'd like to showcase is a food outreach that we support and that we are a big part of that is stationed out of Tel Aviv. And in Tel Aviv, we are literally feeding thousands and thousands of people. Like, well, what kind of people? Well, ultra-Orthodox Jews, Palestinians. We don't have any kind of political or religious criteria for helping people. You can imagine there's more refugees in Israel. Everybody that is there comes from someplace else. And man, there are people that just need so much help. And we have a team of people that are just doing the most amazing things ever. And I'm just so happy to be a part of that. If you're a part of Troy Brewer Ministries in any way, you are a part of it, because we are sending thousands of dollars every single month over there. We are getting food to the most vulnerable people who cannot work. They don't know what to do. They're learning how to speak the language. They are trying to figure out how to live in this new place. And as soon as they got there, their country was locked down and they weren't allowed to work. And so the challenges of that is so incredible. My gosh, what an amazing way to reach families for the kingdom. What an amazing way. Just this week, I just got a report this morning that we gave groceries to 400 families in one place. There is a Somalian refugee center that is there that we gave a ton of food to. There is, and can you imagine the challenges that the Somalians have there? And can you imagine that the challenges that Israel has with the Somalians that are coming there? I could go on and on and on about the political aspects, but that's not our business. Our business is to be the hands and feet of King Jesus to these people. And friends, we're knocking it out of the park. This team is a group of Israeli women who are not playing. I'm talking about they are not playing. They are some of the most capable people on the planet Earth, and they are 100% dedicated and committed to finding millions of pounds of food and distributing it without any strings attached. And guys, we're doing it. I'm just telling you, man, we are absolutely doing it. And again, if the body of Christ does not step up, if the people of God do not step up, there's nobody else coming. And I am just so grateful and so happy to be a part of that. You need to know that we are helping people, we are housing people, we are blessing people, we are feeding people, we are clothing people, we're helping them with their children. And that work has been going on for the past 9 months. And I haven't done a single podcast about it. I haven't done a single campaign about it. We have so many things going on that this thing, while as important as it is, it's been on the back burner just as far as just letting people know. And I want to just kind of move that to the forefront and just tell you this, that if you're going to help the nations, man, you got to help Israel. And we are all about that. We are so pro-Israel. It is absolutely ridiculous, and we're proving it. And we have been for years and years and years, but we will continue to do that. Just a few months ago, I was able to send a check for over $10,000. We are just, in the midst of all of the monthly support, we're sending extra checks, doing extra things, finding out about extra projects and saying, nope, let's step up and let's do that. I know that's what my tribe wants done. I know that's what Jesus wants done. And I know it's what I want to do. So there's nobody to tell us no. Okay, down in the nation of Nicaragua, let me move you over to Central America and tell you that just a few days back, they had a Category 4 hurricane hit them. And we already have a food bank in Nicaragua. We already give over $10,000 a month in support to our food bank in Nicaragua. We are feeding, and we are feeding tens of thousands of people every single month. And we have been doing this now for about 5 months or 6 months on top of everything else we are doing. And we're distributing it through pastors. And these pastors that we're distributing it to, through are amazing men and women of God that I'm telling you guys, they work so hard. And in the nation of Nicaragua, we have extra challenges because it's a socialist government, and socialists always target Christians. And man, we have to do a lot of things under the radar. And friends, we're doing it. This last week, I had a huge video conference call with the person that is responsible for heading up all of these pastors and this entire network of interdenominational churches and then he was in my office. We had some 30 or 40 other pastors on the other end of the video conference, them telling us what their struggles are, what they need, and right then and right there, we came up with a plan that on top of the food bank to come up with an extra, somewhere around like 400,000 pounds of food, some ridiculous amount of food and clothing for all of these people who are homeless now. They already had tremendous struggles, and we're like, let's just do something about it. And I want to tell you, we were able to do that for only $15,000. Like what? Like, yep, we sure were. Can you imagine being able to move over 400,000 pounds of food in another country for only $15,000? Guys, this is the kind of stuff that I get a front row seat for every single day. And so are there challenges? Yes, there are. But are we making a difference? Friends, we are making a tremendous difference. Before I tell you about Nepal, before I tell you about Belize, before I tell you about Mexico, Cambodia, Uganda, Rwanda, and what we're doing here locally, and this is just a few, but these are the ones I'm going to tell you about on this podcast. I can tell you this, that yes, there are challenges, and this is not the time to go to your bunker and get in a hazmat suit, take a COVID test every single day, and live in fear and trembling. This is a time to be brave. This is a time to be full of the Holy Spirit. This is a time to say, God has given us a green light to be the light in a very dark place, to be salt where there is no flavor of the kingdom, and to be the hands and feet of King Jesus. This is just an incredible time. For all my friends that are listening on the radio, we're about to go to a radio break. But for all my friends that are listening on the podcast, I'm just going to shoot right through this. So this is Troy Brewer talking to you from the Experiencing Real Life podcast that you can sign up for every single week and hear it. And I encourage you to do that. Just simply go to troybrewer.com. Okay. All my friends that are here, man, I bless you guys and call you guys blessed. Don't forget that you can call 877-413-0888. Guys, let's go to the nation of Nepal. On the borders between the nation of Nepal and India is where we do our greatest work. And I don't mean to say it's more important than any other work, but we have our greatest numbers there in saving girls out of sexual trafficking. Out of the nearly 1,000 girls a year that we save, and girls and boys that we literally rescue out of sexual trafficking, somewhere between 700 and 750 of those actually come from the work that we do in the nation of Nepal. And there's a couple of different reasons for that. One is because we have such a great template on how to do it there. It's so effective. And how we do it is we literally man the borders, and as traffickers are taking girls across the border, we literally stop them. Our bridge intervention team stop them, talk to them, interview them. When it is a trafficking situation, we blow the whistle, we arrest the trafficker, we prosecute the trafficker. We prosecuted, I think, 41, it may possibly be 44 traffickers just recently. And I'm talking about, that's a big deal because they all get a 20-year sentence in the nation of Nepal. But what's fascinating about the nation of Nepal is that while they do have laws, they do not have prosecuting attorneys that are for free. That means that someone has to pay for that. And that's why everyone goes to the nation of Nepal to steal women, is because they say, well, even if I get caught, these poor people will not be able to pay, you know, $1,000 to $5,000 to have me prosecuted, so I'm safe. Well, they're not safe because you and I step up and we pay for the prosecution of those people. And guys, the difference that makes shuts down entire rings of pedophilia. It shuts down entire rings of demonic activity where they go, well, we've been able to operate here, but now, you know, we're not able to. Well, I love that. Our team, we actually have a team of people that have been trapped here in the United States. They haven't been able to get back because the borders have been closed, and meaning you can't fly in and you can't fly out. They flew out. They're like, okay, there's a window. We got to go. We paid for them to go. And I'm going to tell you, it costs a lot of money to fly back and forth between there. They got all the way to the nation of Qatar. And once they got in Qatar, they were closed down. They are there right now trying to figure out how to get out of the airport. I need you guys to pray for them. Yeah, this is not a normal church. It's not a normal ministry. These are the things that we're involved in. And the logistical miracles that we constantly need is just unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. So we have an opportunity to open up two new borders, which means we have to hire about a dozen people per border to man it 24 hours a day, and two new border bridges. We have to build a safe house there. We have to build an infrastructure with the local police department. And guys, we are totally committed to doing that. However, I got to get my team out of the nation of Qatar and get them into the nation of Nepal. And I need you guys to pray for me through that, please. Thank you so much. Down in the amazing nation of Belize, taking you back to Central America, we just recently had a big fundraiser. It was a cowboy dance in Glen Rose, Texas. We invited local ranchers to come out. We had a Western swing band And we got up and we told the story of what we're doing and how we're doing it. My good friend, Zach Watson, who's a professional cowboy. He's not a rodeo cowboy. He's a professional ranch cowboy. He invited top people from the whole region to come there. There was less than 200 people there. We got up, we just told the story and said, look, we bought a lot of land down there and we have a pregnancy center down there and we're doing an amazing work. We need to build housing to, instead of sending these pregnant girls home back into the terrible situation that they're in, where their young bodies are being sold, we need a place to put them and we need to help them and we need to bless them and we need to love them and we need to take care of them and we need help. And guys, we left there with a check for $70,000. We had a $70,000 fundraiser. It was remarkable. And so we're in the process now of moving forward now with building our Freedom Houses and also to funding the things that we already have going down there. We just stepped everything up because the nation of Belize, and I know that we're on the radio in Belize, and I want to just say to all my friends in Belize, friends, the body of Jesus is standing with you. We are proud of you and we love you and we call you blessed in Jesus' name. I know that the economy is so wrecked there. I know that people who have always had jobs do not have jobs. I know that the hurricane came through recently. Nobody's been able to travel because water is over all the roads. I know that. And I want you to know that we're standing with you and we are praying for you and believing God for his best and for his highest. We are also actually doing something about it. In the nation's capital, friends that are listening all over the world, we stepped up to start building a food bank there because so many of these girls are literally, and families that we are helping are literally telling us, well, the only thing that we have to eat is tortillas. We don't have anything else. And we don't know what to do and we don't know how to do it. Much less they don't know how to pay for their sonogram or they don't know how to pay for this. And of course, we're paying for all of that. And I just want to just say that for everybody that is a part of Troy Brewer Ministries and supporting this, you are helping people that the only people that hear their cries is the people who have the ears of the kingdom. And I want to say a great big thank you to everyone who is supporting us. And if you're not supporting us and if you're not standing with us on a monthly basis, man, I encourage you to do so. Simply call 877-413-0888 or simply go to troybrewer.com and say, no, man, this is my tribe. This is what I'm doing. I have to be a part of this. Over in the nation of Mexico, just north of Belize, we are gearing up for the biggest outreach of the year that we do and that we are supporting our orphanages there. We go on with our online support. We go on with everything that we're doing there, but now we're doing something amazing. And that from the 9th to the 13th, we're going to have a team of about 100 people down there, and we're going to do a tremendous work on both sides of the border. And that we are doing a giant kids crusade for all of our orphans, for our families that we are supporting that live in the trash dump in Matamoros, for all of our care centers in Matamoros, Mexico, that have high spectrum autism children within it, that we support that so that the parents can actually go to work and then we take care of their kids during the day. We're taking 3,000 backpacks stuffed full of brand new toys and having an amazing Christmas fun time with all of those kids that we are supporting down there. That's right, 3,000. And by the way, we've done that for over 20 years and we're doing it again. And for everybody that is a part of the tribe of Troy Brewer Ministries, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing and for how you're doing it because we're super duper duper jazzed about it. Over in the nation of Cambodia and other nations that I can't tell you about that's in Southeast Asia, we continue to bust entire pedophile rings by having special teams of people that monitor porn sites. Can you imagine that that's your ministry, is that you monitor porn sites? And as people are selling these children, we are connecting and finding out, working with the FBI in the United States of America and with special teams in other countries in Southeast Asia, I'm telling you guys, we are doing a work that is so tremendous. And then finding out when these American pedophiles are leaving the United States as sexual tourists flying over to these nations in Southeast Asia, nations like Taiwan. I could just go on and on and on. But the bottom line is, we know when they arrive there, we know what brothel they're going to, and then we have them arrested. We literally have them thrown into a Southeast Asian prison. And then when they end up doing a 2 or 3 year prison sentence in Southeast Asia, the day that they get out, they are met with FBI agents, and then they come to the United States, and then we prosecute them here within the United States. I thank God for the President Donald Trump administration that has a whole team of people in the government that, for the very first time ever in the history of the United States, a presidential administration has stepped up and provided a governmental team of people to do nothing but work with ministries like ours. And I am so grateful for that. As long as we have this window of opportunity, and until another administration that comes in that does not have an agenda to stop pedophilia and to stop sexual trafficking, we can continue to work with them. And that's why it's important that you support this ministry and that you stand in the gap to make up the hedge. If you would like to stand in the gap to make up the hedge with us, simply call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Over in the nation of Uganda and Rwanda, we have a team of people that is going to be there, including my wife, in January. We are building houses for people that are not protected and putting walls around their houses. And down in the nation of Rwanda, we are working with a team of people that is literally finding all of these grandmothers that are raising their children, and oh my gosh, because of AIDS and because of the mess that is going on down there, we're building housing for them and putting their children in there and then building schools for them. We just recently dug our 100th water well, our 100th water well that supports entire villages, thousands and thousands of people, so that their kids can drink clean water and they won't die as children. I just can't tell you guys what a big work that is. For everybody that is supporting and everybody that is a part of this, I can't tell you the difference it's making, friends. It truly is. This is what the body of Jesus is supposed to be doing. And friends, we're doing it. Locally here at Open Door, we're actually operating 3 different food banks on 3 different levels. And friends, we are taking care of more than 3,000 people a week and giving them the food that they desperately need in this time where they are not employed and in this time where they don't know what to do. They know who to go to, and it's an incredible work. Absolutely incredible work. Over in the city of Glen Rose, which is my hometown, about 6 months ago, we came across a lady that a single mama who is a grandmother. She's a widow. She was a recent widow. She has her grandchildren living with her, and her house burned down to the ground. We actually bought her a brand spanking new house, moved it onto her property, completely furnished it, completely set it up in every single way, put a big, nice front porch, a big, nice back porch, landscaped her property, and gave it to her completely paid off and free with no strings attached. Again, like, why? You know, do you know this woman? No, I don't. Does she go to your church? No. You know what? She's a widow woman. I don't have to have a council of people to tell me if it's okay to do that or not. This is what we do. These are some of the things we're doing. These are not all of the things we're doing. And when you hear me speaking prophetically or speaking in conferences, when you see me preaching at church, when you see me writing books and me talking and me doing a podcast or all those kinds of things, those things are great. And I love doing those things. But I do all those things knowing that if I do those things, then we can do these things. And this is what my heart is. And this is what the heart of the people around me are. And this is what our teams are about. So I'm going to close this up by just telling you, we're busier than we've ever been. We're in way over our head, and I love it. I absolutely love it. There are many people listening who are already supporting us, who are already a part of this, that this is their heart. And there are other people that you listen all the time and you love this, but you still haven't made that step to step up. I don't mind asking you to support this, because that money is not coming to me. The money is going to this. And I just want to tell you, man, you know what? I'm grateful for, you know, my staff salary and my salary that comes from Open Door Church. But this other thing over here, oh my goodness, this is what it's all about. So I encourage you at this Thanksgiving time and at this Christmas time, man, to make a difference in a way that will make a difference in heaven. Guys, I'm going to let you guys go. This is coming at you strong from my studio here at Third Stage Ranch. A very busy Troy Brewer telling you I love you, and I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.